Broker.
K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, our flagship for the broadcast, beaming to you from AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO in Tioga and Ray. We're Saturday night at St. Michael's Church in Little Ray, North Dakota. A man walks in with a shotgun in the middle of the sermon. Can you imagine being in the middle of that? My friend Tom Wheeler farms up there, parishioner there. I've been to St. Michael's Church in Ray before. And so the second I heard about this story, I thought, what? Come on. How in the world? And I've since talked to Tom and heard the reporting that Dale Wetzel and others have done on this. And can't imagine what was going through the minds of those 30 or so parishioners there. Can you, Steve? Holy mackerel, that's something.
Unbelievable. You know, of all the places, when this legislation first came out, I thought, really? The bigger question to me was, we have to go that far as a society that we need to make sure that we have the right to carry a gun in church? Like, wow. And of all the places you should be completely 100% safe besides a school and church, there are places you shouldn't have to think about your own personal safety, and that's one of them. Church is one of them. That's your sanctuary. That's where you go to get away from the crap that goes on in the rest of your life and the rest of the world. And then an event like this happens. And Kim Koppelman's right. He was 100% right with the legislation to allow concealed carry into churches.
You know, it's sad that you need an event like this to sort of vindicate the legislators, but there was quite a debate about, I mean, how crazy is that, the idea of you allow people to have the, guns in church. But listen, I think most in our audience would agree with this statement that, anywhere that law-abiding citizens have guns is a good precaution from the what-ifs. And if an example of someone walking into a church service on a Saturday night in Little Ray, North Dakota, at St. Michael's Church with a shotgun, who happens to be, by the way, just a total fluke, the guy fleeing an incident in Illinois, obviously heading west on Highway 2, and decides to show up with a garbage bag and try and get some cash, I guess, to keep his crime spree and his fleeing going, probably needed to literally gas for the tank, doesn't prove the fact that it can happen anywhere, anytime. I don't know what does. I'm glad we have the ability for churches to have this, and I think it's another reminder that you just never know. You absolutely never know. And no. So the idea of preventing law-abiding citizens from having guns anywhere, in my view, is a bad idea, and this is another example.
Absolutely. Now, nobody was carrying at the church. There were some concealed carry permit holders, but to my knowledge, I don't think there was any reports of anybody that actually had a weapon on them at church.
No, in fact, Dale Wetzel did talk to one of the parishioners that was there, one of the council members that was there about that, and he said even if he'd had one, he wouldn't have used it because it would have, there was no need to, number one. So, I mean, in this incident, in this particular case, obviously, thankfully, the guy, you had a hero priest, and the priest, could have ducked out of there. I talked to one friend, said the priest could have exited one way out of the church very easily, right, the second he saw the guy with the shotgun. Instead, he follows instructions and comes right down, walks into the barrel of the gun, and follows instructions and ultimately takes the bag around to people. So in this case, obviously, it wasn't needed even if somebody had one. But I think the point of it is, those people that think that's crazy that you'd allow people to have guns in church ought to review the circumstances of what happened here.
Well, what's crazy is the fact that you have to have a gun at church, or you have to have a gun in school. That's the crazy part. The fact that you have one is not crazy. And this is a great example of, no, this isn't crazy.
Do you agree with us on that point? 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550. A couple other topics. The Senate yesterday advanced a gay rights bill that would create workplace protections for gay and transgender people in all 50 states. Senator Hoeven voted against it. Senator Heitkamp voted in favor of it. I have a question for our audience. Is this a problem where you work? In other words, is this an issue? Is this needed? I mean, I would hope we treat people in the workplace regardless of their sexuality, of their gender, of the color of their hair, of their religion, as you know, just a fellow citizen. Treat people well. Do we need special protections like this? I'm curious what folks think about that. And also, the North Dakota Insurance Department is stepping up its request to providers to get enrollment and cancellation numbers as a result of Obamacare in North Dakota. Good idea.
They did set a deadline, 5 o'clock on Friday. They want the numbers. We want the numbers by 5 o'clock on Friday, and they were rather adamant about that.
President Obama yesterday said, actually, what he had been saying, when you heard, Steve, and the members of the audience, when you heard, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your plan, you can keep it. Actually, what he was saying is, and here's his exact quote, what we said was, you can keep it if it hasn't changed since the law passed. I need somebody to translate that for me. What does that mean? What we said was, you can keep it if it hasn't changed since the law passed. Please do me a favor. Help out this this dummy talk show host today that needs some translation.
The way I read that is, if you ever change or ever decide to change your plan, then you're screwed. So you are locked into what you have right now forever.
Plans change
over your lifetime.
So your reaction is interesting change of phrasing. And we also have a story about folks in Bismarck paying attention to how money's being spent, folks gathering to talk property taxes, a group that wants answers on city spending. So that's good. I mean, that's engaging in the how your localities are spending money, whether it's the city or the school board, the county. Get involved. We've been saying that all along, so that's great news. Let's get to some calls here at 800-228-0550. We do have some guests later, folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Some youngsters from the Farm Bureau will tell us about a couple of programs they're doing. We're going to tell you about a wonderful event happening for veterans, a post-Veterans Day meal absolutely free for vets that Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac's putting on. And we're going to chat with Max Schneider, the minority leader in the Senate, a Democrat from Grand Forks. He's called for mandatory oil spill reporting to the public following that spill near Tioga coming up. In the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments. And Jim in Bismarck is first to go on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, fellas. So, yeah, this Obamacare thing, as far as, you know, what you were just talking about there, I was listening to a news program the other day, and I heard the president say, period. I mean, period. That's what he said. You don't have to change your plan, period. Nothing's going to change, period. Well, evidently, period in his world doesn't mean the same as in my world. And as far as this carrying guns, all the laws in the world will not stop the crazies from carrying a gun wherever they want to carry it. It just keeps the law-abiding citizens from having a gun to protect themselves. It's simple. It's common sense. Just like that dude that had the gun down in LAX here the other day. How in that HE double hockey sticks did he get it in there? You know? I mean, obviously he hadn't went through security yet, but still, I mean, nobody's watching anywhere. The people that come through the door so they can walk in with a whatever they want? I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. Laws do not stop the crazy people from bringing guns in where they shouldn't have them.
Doesn't stop the criminals. You are 100% correct, Jim. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Margie and Mandan quickly before the break. Margie, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment about the guns in the church. And as I was listening to the story, the thought that went through my head is, yeah, we've got to be careful everywhere. And I truly believe it comes from the top. When we have a president that appears to have really absolutely no morality, saying he is glad that if his daughters get pregnant, they can have an abortion, that can lie to the American public, that can say with a straight face he has no knowledge of what's going on in the United States, who campaigns for a man who says that he is going to fight for a woman's right to have an abortion up to delivery. I mean, what can we expect? kids can't pray in school. Little kids get sent home if they take a Bible in for show and tell. Nothing is sacred in this country anymore. And I'm not racist, but our president has an awful lot to do with our moral compass in the United States today.
Do you feel, you mentioned you're not racist, Marge, do you feel like by criticizing him for things you disagree with him, you've laid out a pretty long list of things that you disagree with him saying, do you feel awkward criticizing him because you feel like you're going to be labeled racist?
Absolutely.
I didn't hear you.
You know, I think that the white people in this country have made it racist for us, for somebody like myself who is a Catholic and conservative and has some moral values to say anything against anybody that is not exactly the same as I am. You know,
keep going with the calls when we continue. Thanks, Margie.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity. And some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to send us an email, if you'd like to check out our Facebook or our Twitter, go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to be. Around the region, Bismarck Mandan, 21 this hour. Williston, 20. Dickinson, 21. Minot, 20. In Jamestown, there are 25. Devil's Lake, 23. Grand Forks, 26. Fargo, 26. Miles City, 21. And Rapid City at 29. Mobridge, 30 this hour. Aberdeen, 28. And Lemon at 21. Looks like there could be some snow popping up down through South Dakota in the southern part of the listening area. So we'll keep you up to date on that. John in Fairfield. John, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Scott and Steve. How are we today?
Excellent, my friend. How are you?
Doing real well. That Obamacare that you were speaking of, as far as the president's statement, that what I meant to say was, what he's referring to there is in the grandfather clause, I believe there are 5 points that will no longer allow a plan to be grandfathered in. One of those things is an increase in premiums. I believe it's a minimum of like $5. If your premium goes up $5 in a year, you're no longer grandfathered in. If your copay increases, if your deductible increases, any change to your plan after it was signed into law in 2010 negates your plan at that point forward.
So that's a total fraud, John.
Oh, absolutely.
And because, I mean, obviously it's going to go up that minimal amount. I'm just trying to say, and by the way, he didn't say what I meant to say. He said what we said was you can keep it if it hasn't changed since the law passed. And I'm trying to think, if it hasn't changed since the law passed, what? I mean, it's like it's not even English. I get what you're saying. You're saying, okay, the law passes, and if your policy stays exactly the same, not even just a little minuscule change to it, then you can keep it. But boy, if it changed a little bit, then throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, that's stupid.
Correct. And I don't know if you've had the privilege of hearing, I know Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, they've put together the montages of something like 29 times where he has stated that if you like your plan, you'll keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you'll keep your doctor. In fact, in one of those times, he says, you'll keep your plan, period. Nobody will take that away from you.
I've heard it so many times, I'm getting nauseated now every time I hear it. Because it's so obvious that he'd said it over and over, and I didn't need to hear it replayed to know what he'd said. That's why, to me, it's outrageous to now say, no. What we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law passed, when we can just play the tape. We heard
especially in this age of digital media where you can replay it however many times you like, unedited. And that's the one thing we do need to be careful of. I noticed on the show yesterday regarding the SNAP program and the cutbacks to that, what we as conservatives need to be very careful of is not falling into the same trap, because I noticed Steve kept saying it's not a reduction, it's just falling back to previous program levels. Well, that's the same thing liberals and the left say every time they increase taxes, is it's not a tax hike, we've just gone back to the pre-Bush tax cuts. You know, so it's played on both sides that we really need to watch and make sure that we're keeping with the same tone throughout, you know.
John, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for calling in today and letting us know what's on your mind. Next caller, Charlie in Towner. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, this rule that we have to get a permit and then we have to have permission, isn't it a right to be carrying a firearm to protect yourself?
Depends on who you talk to. I think it is. My opinion is it's in the Constitution and it's a right. What I would like to see in North Dakota is constitutional carry.
Well, don't we almost have that now? And we had it before, but it's kind of like with this Obama thing. We got to follow his rules of his idea of how things work, not how the Constitution says or anything like that. I mean, do you have a fire extinguisher at home?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you have one and everybody else has one because they're all expecting fires, right?
I'm not expecting a fire. I'm hoping there isn't one, but
right.
You're right.
But isn't that the same way with a firearm? I mean, if I wouldn't think that there's a possibility someday, I wouldn't need one.
Yeah,
but if
and
I don't
by
have
the way,
one, if
we'd
have
this
one,
conversation,
I'm pretty sure that I won't need one. And I haven't got permission of everybody in the country to do it. Do you have a concealed permit? You don't, do you?
Absolutely.
Oh, you do have one. Okay. So you're expecting a fire, too.
You darn right I am.
Right.
You're making too much sense. I mean,
whenever I travel.
We'd have had this conversation a week ago. Can you imagine somebody walking into St. Michael's Church in Little Ray, North Dakota with a shotgun? Oh, that's crazy. I think this incident, and thankfully it ended without anybody being hurt, but should be, you know, every bit of evidence we need to say, to Charlie's point, look, at a bare minimum, if you have, you know, a concealed carry permit, there ought not be restrictions on where you can bring that.
So I can have the tool. Do you know there have been a number of people killed in Minnesota and even in Fargo, North Dakota, with a hammer? How many carpenters do we limit that say, oh, you might get killed with a hammer. You can't have one of those dangerous weapons. And then there have been two-by-fours and rocks in North Dakota. So when we start banning the common sense things, nobody can have anything.
You win the award for the best analogy of the week, and it's only Tuesday. I'm sure it'll hold till Friday on that fire extinguisher, Charlie. Appreciate the call. Well said. Thank you. Bob Wapiton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey. Good morning, Scott. Hey, hats off to the guys over there that followed the giant ray. That was really hats off to them.
Yeah, that was quite an ordeal because, obviously, there's so much traffic through there that had they just, for instance, happened to see his vehicle or whatever, you know, where is he? Can they find him? But they actually followed him out of Ray all the way just about to 13-mile corner there at Williston. So you're right. They deserve that.
Yeah, that's what we get for having gun-free zones. That's where the nuts go. Another thing... about the insurance, my employer, the previous employer, after the Obamacare bill was passed, had to call us all in for a meeting with Blue Cross Blue Shield. And they told us that he was thinking about changing the deductible a little bit on our plan, and we could not do that. Otherwise, when Obamacare kicked in, we would lose our plan at that point. Any changes at all, like your previous caller said, he named them all. They named the same things that night. Any changes at all in your plan, it would not be grandfathered in, and you would have to buy Obamacare. So we elected to keep everything just the way it was.
And they knew exactly what they were doing when they set that up, too. At a certain point, your plan has to change as you age, have kids, add a spouse, delete a spouse. It's going to change. When we come back, we're going to talk to North Dakota Farm Bureau. More of your calls coming up. It's What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. One of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase on the Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year that includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all three nights in a classic room. $449 for three nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, our telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm going to squeeze Dave and Stanley in here quick, and then we're going to meet some young ag leaders, tell you about a teen driving program the North Dakota Farm Bureau is doing, and also tell you about the Farm Bureau Collegiate program. So we're looking forward to that today. We have lots of fun things to tell you about on the program today, and we're looking forward to it. But, Dave, what's on your mind? Tell us.
Well, this concealed weapons permit, the last guy you had on, I don't know if he lives under a rock or anything, but he needs to come out to the western side of the state. You don't need a permit until somebody's got a gun to your head, or like Drew Lachine, when she got killed, talk to their family.
And, of course, the Drew Sheedine case was a case in Grand Forks. That's a situation, a sad situation, that I don't think with concealed carry would have been remedied. She was just attacked and blindsided, and I don't know if she would have had an opportunity to use a weapon if she would have had one at that point in time.
Well, if she did, she probably would have used it. He wouldn't have got away with what he did. So, yeah, I realize she was blindsided. You know, that's a whole different world out here on the western part of the state. You got so many different people that are sooner shoot you than talk to you.
I know a lot of them, too, when I'm out pheasant hunting. So thanks for the phone call, Dave.
They appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. And let's introduce our guests here and talk about a couple of interesting programs here that the North Dakota Farm Bureau has underway. Route 1000 is a teen driving program, and we're going to tell you a little bit about that today. We also have Collegiate Farm Bureau coordinators with us today, and they actually have a meeting that is going to be taking place. So we're going to tell you about that and how you can participate in that. The North Dakota Farm Bureau Route 1000 coordinator is John Jacobson. John, nice to have you with us today on the program. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks, Scott.
And North Dakota's Farm Bureau Collegiate Coordinators are Joey Tigges. Hello, Joey.
Hello.
And Steve Finsoff. Steve, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Nice to have you guys here. And Let's start, if we could, a little bit on this North Dakota Farm Bureau Collegiate Program. What is it?
Well, North Dakota Farm Bureau is serious about wanting input on the future of agriculture policy, especially from the younger generation. That's why we have the Collegiate Farm Bureau. It's an organization comprised of students who have an interest in agriculture and policy development. We have two different Collegiate Farm Bureau groups, one at Dickinson State and one here at NDSU. The Collegiate Farm Bureau members all receive the same opportunities as any other Farm Bureau member, including support from our field staff and access to membership benefits. They also get a vote at our annual meeting on different policy development. And if it's passed at the annual meeting, that will also go into the American Farm Bureau annual meeting for their consideration.
I hear also there's something called discussion meets. Steve and I want to come and witness a discussion meet. It's kind of like what we do every day on the air, it sounds like. But
well, absolutely. Come on out tonight. Actually, North Dakota State is holding their discussion meet tonight at 5:30 in Lofsgaard on NDSU campus. So come on out and see what it's like.
Okay. Now, so do me a favor Steve, describe a discussion meet. What do you do as young ag leaders at a discussion meet?
Well, the whole premise of the discussion meet is to simulate a boardroom-style discussion for these future leaders of our industry. You know, we're trying to gear them to understand the workings of compromise, the workings of policy development, and how to actually implement the solutions that they come up with in these group discussions for any issue that they're facing, and doing so in a responsible and effective manner. So we're really trying to encourage and engage the next round of leaders for our industry.
Steve, where do you come up with the topics for this? Is it current issues that within the industry right now? And I would think that a good discussion would lead to further development of a good idea.
Yeah, they are very current issues. The American Farm Bureau Federation comes up with the questions every year. They give us five questions that they use at the national level, and we bring them back down to the local level for our use. One of the topics that we're going to be discussing tomorrow night at Dickinson State University's Collegiate Farm Bureau meeting and their discussion meet is how do you get the next generation engaged, not just on county boards, but how do you get them to interact with elected officials and ensure that regulation of our industry is effective and make sure that it is what it needs to be?
Yeah, that's a great question. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I was going to tell you the other one here is how can young farmers there's two topics that have been chosen evidently for tonight including encouraging young farmers and ranchers to continue to be involved in Farm Bureau and ultimately, you know, if you don't have them involved and holding elected positions on boards, then how can they lead, right? So good one. The other one, how can young farmers and ranchers work with elected and appointed officials to eliminate unnecessary or excessive regulations placed upon agriculture while ensuring the new regulations are justified based on their costs and anticipated benefits? I was kind of curious how you two would answer those. You're obviously going to be dealing with that, as you mentioned, tonight, NDSU, tomorrow night, Dickinson State. Joey, how will you weigh in on those topics?
Well, I guess, you know, for the one where you talk to your different elected officials, we as an organization think it's extremely important because of different issues and policy that comes available. So we encourage our members, especially our younger members at this collegiate level, because most of them have had no actual interaction because, you know, they're just coming of the age of 18 to actually vote. So typically they haven't, you know, maybe cared quite as much. But the future is really in their hands, and they just really need to get out and talk to their elected officials about what they care about and what agriculture has to hold in the future.
Steve, how do you spurn that that discussion? You know, when you're coming up with the young people who maybe are not immersed in that, I can imagine there's a lot of homework assigned for this.
You know, there is a lot of work that we ask them to do. We ask them to do a lot of research on it and really just to come up with their own opinions. Don't take what I'm telling them or what their professors are telling them at face value. You know, do the research. Come up with their own opinions.
Wait a minute. This is higher education teaching them how to think?
This is. And I got to tell you, at Dickinson State University, they're doing a really good job of it, too, especially in that ag department. We have a lot of support from the faculty, and I know NDSU is the same way. They have good support, and we're teaching these students how to form their own opinions and how to engage with elected officials, even if they're not on a county board.
All right, so tell us again the where and when tonight at NDSU, Joey.
Tonight it's going to be in Lofsgaard Hall on NDSU's campus at 5:30 in room 380.
All right, and are these well attended?
Yes, we have around 20 kids. We actually hold our meetings every first and third Tuesday of the month, always at 5:30, always in the same room in Lofsgaard 380. But tonight just so happens to be the discussion meet.
Great, and then Steve, tell us about the where and when again at Dickinson State.
Okay, Dickinson State, their discussion meet's going to be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the Egg Building on the DSU campus. And their Collegian Farm Bureau meets every Wednesday. We have about 20, 21 students there. And we meet every Wednesday at noon in the Egg Building and give them a free lunch.
Very
now,
good.
This is the nice thing is, obviously, they get to take part in this discussion and ultimately shape the future, which is good. But our other Farm Bureau guest here, John Jacobson, gets to talk about kids getting a $500 check. So that's kind of a nice thing if they follow the rules of the road of Route 1000. John, tell us about Route 1000.
Well, the Route 1000 program awards teen drivers for driving safely, not drinking driving, and buckling up, basically following the rules of the road as they are today. They drive safely for 1,000 days, they will receive a $500 check for their efforts. In addition to that, those that are insured with our affiliate company, Nodak Mutual Insurance, receive a 7% discount on the auto insurance for that licensed driver.
Now, that $500 check, is that in the form of a scholarship, gift certificate? Is that applied to their insurance rates? How does that work?
At the end of the 1,000 days, if they're successful, we run the reports, and they haven't had any moving violations or accidents, they receive a $500 check to use as they wish.
Take us to class.
Pretty good deal.
That you and Steve teach this class, right?
Absolutely. We have 4 field staff in the state that are teaching these courses throughout the state. We actually have 8 classes coming up in December all across the state. If you go to the website, route1000.com, you can find the class listings, the times, dates, locations, and feel free to sign up. The requirements need to be a North Dakota Farm Bureau member for the duration of the 1,000 days. The program has been endorsed by the North Dakota Highway Patrol, so we're fortunate enough to have a highway patrolman at most every class that we put on and provide their insight.
John, that was going to be my question. How involved is law enforcement with this? Are they part of teaching the class, or are they there as observers? Because, it's in their best interest and those on the highway's best interest to have safe drivers out there.
Absolutely. The Highway Patrol has been great for us to work with. They have, as I mentioned, they have an officer, a trooper, in attendance at pretty much every class. There's the rare occasion where they maybe get busy with something out on the road where they can't make it, but they are an active participant in the class. We typically give them a portion of the time to provide their insight, talk about what they see on the road, the most common mistakes and issues that they see, and they've been great for us to work with.
George has a question for our guest. Go ahead, George.
Yes, I wish to be a little more clear on this as far as accident goes, those 1,000 days. You can still be in an accident, but as long as it's not your fault, is that correct?
Right. The at fault claims are the ones that will eliminate you from the program. Something such as a deer hit would fall under the comprehensive portion, would not count against you.
So go to class, sign the pledge, and drive accident-free, as you mentioned, in other words, an accident that you cause, accident-free, for 1,000 days, and get the $500 check. By the way, more information on that and all the classes at route1000.com. Route1000.com if you want to check that out. And, of course, again, tonight NDSU, tomorrow night Dickinson State for the discussion meets. Great conversation about building ag leaders for these neat activities and the discussion meets. That sounds like lots of fun. Hope to be at one of those soon. Joey, thank you. Steve, thank you. And John, great idea on Route 1000. Thanks a
lot. Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. Thank you all. Guests from the North Dakota Farm Bureau today with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon. We'll tell you about a great way to thank veterans when we come back. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back. with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the question you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your question.
Don, why do farmers use pesticides when they're so bad?
Unfortunately, special interests have managed to demonize pesticides through half-truths and sometimes even outright lies. Pesticides aren't bad. They protect crops. In fact, I bet a lot of people don't know that caffeine is a pesticide. It's true. If you drink coffee or tea, you are ingesting a pesticide, caffeine. When an insect feeds on a plant that contains caffeine, the insect becomes paralyzed and dies because the caffeine is deadly to them. A human would have to ingest more than 1 gram a day for caffeine to be toxic. and a cup of coffee is typically about 95 milligrams of caffeine. Anything can be deadly, even water, depending on the dose. That's why pesticides are carefully regulated.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanlon, and 800-228-0550, the number to put on your speed dial and join us. We want to tell you about a wonderful event coming up on Thursday, November 14th, a post-Veterans Day warm-up. Monday is Veterans Day, and we all need to take a moment to pause and say thanks. Thanks for the freedom bought and paid for by the veterans that served this great country, and the good folks at Capital RV Center and Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac and Dakota Family Chiropractic Clinic, as well as Clear Channel of Bismarck, have come together and put together a big turkey dinner with all the trimmings at the Bismarck Mandan Elks Lodge on Thursday night, and we have some special guests here to tell us all about this event and how veterans get tickets. Steve, you want to introduce our guests?
Joining us in the studio, Kurt Lear of Capital RV and Jim Lowe, our general manager here at Clear Channel Radio in Bismarck. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be a part of this the first time last year, and what an incredible event for the veterans. You know, there's a lot that goes into this, Kurt.
There's a lot that goes into it. I mean, the Elks with their meals and 45 turkeys last year, and I think it's going to be considerably more this year. We've got 1,000 tickets. And we are running low on tickets. The Elks said, you know, 1,000, and that's about all we can handle. So, you know, people should come in, Steve, and get their tickets kind of soon so we don't run out. You know, it's getting tight there. Pretty. Every year it's growing, getting. It's fun. It's just really, really fun to see. Like I said, you were there last year. It's quite an event.
But it is fun to see, and seeing all the veterans that do show up. And, you know, Jim, you're new to this event as well as I am. But you have a little message because this is for veterans of all ages. And you think of veterans and you think of the elderly class of veterans that are out there, but the veterans that show up at this event, we see the Guard veterans, we see the Guard show up and pitch in, and the younger veterans too.
Yeah, absolutely, Stephen. I know that on November 7th you're going to be talking to some of the folks for the Legion who are going to talk about some of the things they're doing to get some of the younger people involved. And I think what Schwann, you know, Buick GMC, and what Kurt and the gang at Capital RV are doing really speak to that. You and I did have the good fortune to work there last year, and I saw a lot of young veterans. I saw a nice mix.
Nice to see, wasn't it, Jim?
Yeah, it was, yeah. And it really was. And you see them talking, and, you know, there is a brotherhood there. And I can speak to that. You know, Kurt, you and I were talking outside before we came on the air here that, you know, I have a son serving in Afghanistan right now. And some of the people that have come out of his platoon have made their way to North Dakota. They're working in the oil fields. And they're great workers, by the way, for anybody out there. This is a heck of a talent pool to be drawing from of these young veterans coming out looking for work. I personally invited some of them there, and their eyes get big as quarters because they really enjoy sitting down and listening to the people maybe who served in conflicts other than theirs.
Quite
in 1991.
Yes.
And it is a mix, and you see this, and you know what I noticed last year, Kurt? I know that we had to stagger people coming in because they talked after the meal was done. And you really can't go to a veteran who's 24 and a veteran who's 64 and tell them to leave before their conversation is done, because I think in the end, that's a big part of what you're trying to accomplish here with Schwann GMC and Capital RV as well.
It was really neat, and that was the neat thing about getting Byron and Dakota Chiropractic involved last year. You know, we had three serving stations, and it wasn't just the lines that were full. It was, like Jim said, the people, you know, talking and interacting afterwards, young and old alike. It's just really neat to see it. It's just surprising when a person looks and says, you know, all these people are serving our country, anywhere from 18, 19-year-old kids till, boy, I'll tell you, mid-80s people. It's
well, I really
pretty interesting.
Certainly applaud what Jim did, too, in inviting veterans. And I hope folks reach out to veterans. They know they're very often very modest about what they've contributed to the country. So make sure you do reach out, find a neighbor, find a coworker, find one you saw, someone you know. And Kurt, how do we get tickets into the veterans' hands?
Well, you either stop at Schwann GMC Auto Center, Dakota Chiropractic, or Capital RV. Come up to the receptionist desks and just show your military ID and get a couple of tickets. and come and really enjoy a nice experience, really well-deserved experience.
But you want to grab those tickets sooner than later because sooner you are running out this year.
We really are, which is just shocking. I mean, it's really growing. It's really turned into a nice, nice event.
From where this started, did you think you were going to be here today?
Absolutely not. I mean, it was done as an appreciation event, and like I said, it's really grown into a very nice event.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to, Scott, that was a great question on your part. It's about inviting the young people. So anybody out there, I mean, if they've wore the uniform, if they're going to be doing this, this is an opportunity, I think, to come to, again, to kind of brothers and sisters, because we also saw a lot of females there last year.
Yeah.
So I don't want to preclude those folks. But, you know, here with what we do, we have a great appreciation for what we do. And this is a great event. And I really, hats off to Schwann, hats off to Capital RV, and we're glad to be a big part of it. Thank you very much.
And, again, tickets available while they last, but no later than the Monday, Veterans Day, and the event Thursday, November 14th. Thanks, guys. Great event. That's wonderful.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.